This is TDN Network Radio News for Thursday, July 31st, 2014, in association with CHRY 105.5 FM Radio in Toronto, Canada. I'm your presenter, Nicole Bennett. In the headlines, prosecutors in Dominica have charged former Attorney General Bernard Wiltshire with passport fraud just a few days after a magistrate threw out the very same charges laid against him in 2011. Police have detained the driver of a vehicle that caused an accident in which a family of three, including a 13-year-old boy, was killed in Trinidad. Kevin McGlynn, a 53-year-old homeless man, has been arrested for stalking and harassing Barbadian pop princess Rihanna at her home in New York. And now for the details. Prosecutors in Dominica have charged former Attorney General Bernard Wiltshire with passport fraud, just a few days after a magistrate threw out the very same charges laid against him in 2011. On Monday, July 21, 2014, Magistrate Gill threw out the charges against Wiltshire and co-defendants Nash Mitchell, Kimana James, and Lyndon Marie. The four were accused of forging documents that allowed foreign nationals to obtain Dominican passports. Wiltshire has maintained his innocence, arguing that the charges against him were politically motivated. According to Wiltshire, he signed a document for one of the foreign nationals, which allowed him to obtain a new passport after claiming that his original passport was stolen. Mitchell, Marie, and James were at the time employed within the government service and were accused of forging as many as 30 birth papers, which allowed foreign individuals, mainly of Iranian nationality, to obtain Dominican passports. Wiltshire admitted to knowing one of the individuals involved, but denied that he was part of an elaborate passport scam. At the time, Wiltshire remarked that the impression given on some of the news stations is that I, in fact, have something to do with this scam is absolutely nonsense. The people of Dominica know that since 2000, I have been outspoken in my attacks upon the selling of passports to people we don't know. In other news, Prime Minister Kenny Anthony has reported significant interest across the globe since St. Lucia announced 3 months ago that it would be exploring the possible introduction of an economic citizenship program. During her throne speech in April, Governor General Dame Perlett Luisi said that the government would establish a task force to examine existing programs in other countries and make recommendations to cabinet. The announcement by the Governor General has evoked tremendous interest right across the globe on this issue, said Anthony, who last week returned from a number of investment missions in Europe. Dr. Anthony, who is also Minister of Finance, Economic Affairs, Planning and Social Security, said he felt the real reason for the interest, was because St. Lucia had a good reputation with an integrity that was as solid as ever. Police have detained the driver of a vehicle that caused an accident in which a family of three, including a 13-year-old boy, was killed after a garbage truck slammed into their vehicle on the Uriah Butler Highway south of Port of Spain in Trinidad. Police Information Officer Inspector Wayne Meistar, who was on the scene, told reporters that the driver of the garbage truck may have lost control after receiving a bad drive from the unidentified driver now in police custody, resulting in the vehicle crossing the median and slamming into the vehicle. He said police had to use the jaws of life to get the victims out of the mangled wreck. According to the Trinidad Express newspaper, Nanda Ramcharan, age 36, her husband Mahedo, age 48, and their 13-year-old son Nairon were returning home when the incident occurred along the southbound lane of Uriah Butler Highway near Endeavour Flyover, Shaguanas, around 1:45 p.m. The Guardian also reported almost 4 years ago Nanda Ramcharan saved the life of her then 9-year-old son Nairon by donating one of her kidneys to him. The U.S. Treasury Department on Wednesday sanctioned 2 North Korean companies and 18 cargo ships for a shipment of Cuban weapons that violated a U.N. arms embargo on Pyongyang and barely mentioned Cuba's role in the case. Ocean Maritime Management Company Limited, the Shangshangang Shipping Company, and the freighter were put on a list that subjects them to seizures of their bank accounts and forbids U.S. entities from doing business with them. A Treasury statement said the sanctions were sparked by the case of Shangshangang, a North Korean freighter intercepted in Panama last summer and found to be carrying 240 tons of Cuban weapons to Pyongyang. The 1,100-word statement mentioned Cuba only once to note that the weapons were going from Cuba to to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the official name of North Korea. A Washington official noted that perhaps the Treasury did not feel it was necessary to sanction Cuban government entities and individuals because they are already under strong sanctions from the U.S. trade embargo. The UN Security Council on Monday added Ocean Maritime Management Company to its list of violators of the UN arms embargo on Pyongyang, which exposed the North Korean company to banking and travel sanctions. And finally, Kevin McGlynn, a 53-year-old homeless man, has been arrested for stalking and harassing Barbadian pop princess Rihanna at her home in New York. McGlynn was held after allegedly being caught on surveillance video delivering sinister letters to the superstar's plush pad on three separate occasions in July. According to court documents, McGlynn handed the letters to one of the singer's assistants at her Soho apartment block. Sources indicate that the Diamonds girl was left terrified and fearing for her safety after the deliveries began at the Upmarket building, which has served as Rihanna's home in the Big Apple since late last year. McGlynn reportedly visited the star's building at 6:30 a.m. and again around midnight on July 8, returning around midday on July 11th. He nevertheless remained at large until Thursday. You've been listening to TDN Network Radio News for today, Thursday, July 31st, 2014. You can catch TVN Radio News every Thursday during Experience Creole on CHRY 105.5 FM Radio in Toronto, Canada. And as always, stay tuned to TDN Radio for more news from Dominica, the region, and across the globe. Visit us at www.thedominican.net. And to find out more about TDN Network, please visit www.tdnnetwork.com. I'm your presenter, Nicole Bennett. Thank you for listening.